This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A large portion of the nation's winter wheat crop lacks a protective layer of snow cover, and meteorologists are saying the recent deep freeze is doing some damage. Snow cover is adequate in the northern plains and the northern Midwest. However, an Agriculture.com article says the snow cover is very thin in the central and southern plains, as well as the southernmost parts of the Midwest. Donald Keeney is a senior ag meteorologist for Radiant Solutions, who says widespread winter kill likely occurred on New Year's Day. His report says winter kill likely occurred in much of southeast Colorado and Kansas, as well as central Missouri, southern Illinois, and southwestern Indiana. According to Keeney, damage occurred in about a quarter of the hard red wheat belt in the central plains, with about 5% of the soft red wheat belt in the Midwest seeing some impact also. Experts at Kansas State University say the winter wheat crop has the best chance of surviving a deep freeze in December, January, and early February. However, with a combination of little to no snow cover and brutally cold temps, that means there likely will be at least some winter kill. The Inspector General at the U.S. Department of Agriculture says the Risk Management Agency hasn't done enough to combat crop insurance fraud. Since 2001, the agency has contracted with the Center for Agribusiness Excellence at Tarleton State University in Texas to collect data on producers who have unusual crop insurance claims that merit further review. Every year, the center produces a list of producers that might need to be spot-checked by the Farm Service Agency, as well as by private insurance companies. Most farmers that wind up on the spot-check list reduce their claims after a review. In 2015, those lowered claims saved about $61 million. However, the USDA says the Risk Management Agency needs to expand its use of the data turned up by the Center for Agribusiness Excellence. For example, the Inspector General says the agency hasn't collected information from the insurance reviews to identify any possible weakness in the insurance program. The Inspector General also found that the Farm Service Agency is more likely to find fraud than most insurers are. The Risk Management Agency is also going to finalize some changes in their review processes to better identify the root causes of insurance claim errors. Well, in some local ag news, producers in Macoupin and surrounding counties still have time to enroll for conservation funding. The application deadline for several programs is January 19th, and soil conservationist for Macoupin County NRCS, Christine Goldstein, says the best way to find out if you're eligible is to visit your local field office.
We've got several different funding pools to go into, and as you said, they've all got a January 19th cutoff date. As always, we've got our general EQIP. January 19th is the second round application cutoff, so all that means is by January 19th on all these funding pools, you just have to have an application in the office and in the system. We work with you as far as planning from there. The general EQIP, it's statewide, so even if you're in another adjoining county, it's available statewide. It's a whole county deal. Any of your local county offices can help you proceed with that application, and general EQIP involves a wider range of practices, you know, not only erosion control, but also livestock practices, some forestry practices, so there's a wide variety of things you can do through general EQIP. Our second funding cutoff pool, we're in the third year of our MRBI, Mississippi River Basin Initiative. Now, that's a little more restrictive. We've got three sub-watersheds around the Carlinville Lake, Gillespie Lake, and Spanish Needle Creek area that we have money for to do practices that kind of help address and reduce phosphorus. So those are erosion control practices, you know, your structural practices, your dry dams, your cover crops, strip till, no-till, but also into nutrient management as well are kind of the main focus practices for those. So the people that compete in those are only located in those sub-watersheds in Macoupin. A third opportunity we have for people that is, this is the first year you might see a news release out on, is the RCPP Upper Macoupin Creek. There's six sub-watersheds in Macoupin, the three previously mentioned in MRBI, And then we've also got Hurricane Creek, Boulder Lake, and Coops Branch. So it kind of extends almost over to Shipman area. That, again, these are, it's kind of a special funding pool for Macoupin. If you're located in one of those sub-watersheds, we have money for structural practices, cover crops, strip-till, no-till, and nutrient management. Again, the goal of that project is to reduce phosphorus, so we're looking at erosion control and nutrient management options for that. If you have any, if you think you're in the watershed, but you want to double check, you can come in the field office and we'll see where your track's located and see, you know, whether you are in these special watershed areas or if general EQIP's the better way to go. If you're only interested in practices such as cover crops, strip till, and nutrient management, and you're not in one of those special watersheds, we have a fourth opportunity that's RCPP, the PCM, which is a precision conservation management. And that's actually available in Macoupin, Sangamon, and Christian counties in our area. And that is basically for those practices, and it is available countywide in those counties. So if you're in any of those counties and you're interested in practices such as cover crops, strip-till, no-till, nutrient management, you can come in and ask about the PCM and make an application for that. So all those funding pools have the January 19th cutoff. We have one more kind of funding pool that doesn't have a cutoff necessarily, but for drinking water supply lakes in the county, including Carlinville, Gillespie, Palmyra, Modesto, and Otter Lake, we have some special funds to use for practices in those areas, those drinking water supply lakes, to kind of reduce erosion and nutrients getting into the lake.
So it sounds like probably the best thing to do if a producer is listening, they think they might qualify, probably to call the office or come in and have a conversation to find out which one they qualify for?
Yes, that would be the best thing. I mean, we have maps here in the office that kind of show where these watersheds are in the county. So looking at a, you know, plat map, you can see if you're in the watershed or not. And from there, the watershed, the idea behind that is it's focused in on these certain areas. So instead of having to compete statewide, you're only competing against other people in the watershed. So it gives you another opportunity to kind of get more funding for our county is what our goal was, but also just to do these practices that are going to help impact the water quality in Macoupin Creek.
Are there any secondary cutoff dates for these programs? Obviously, January 19th has got to be the first one for the year, and we're right now as we talk, a couple weeks off. Any other opportunities for secondary sign-up periods?
So for general EQIP, January 19th is actually the secondary cutoff, just for the general. For all the RCPP, the MRBI one, funding pools, those are special initiatives. January 19th is only the first round cutoff. We actually do have a second round cutoff on March 16th so they can make an application and still get a chance for funding for the year.
All right, Christine, lots of opportunities. As I've said already, a great source of funding for farmers if they qualify. Anything else on your mind or anything we've missed that you'd like to mention?
Nope, just make a trip into the field office or give us a call and we can check on, you know, what would work best for you as far as programs go. And if technical assistance is what you're needing, we can also provide, you know, just general technical assistance as well here in the office.
Christine Goldstein, soil conservationist for Macoupin County. And for more information, you can contact the Macoupin County NRCS office at 854-2626, extension 3. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.